This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said during a visit to Washington, "I grieve for those who have lost their lives in this disaster." She pledged that everything would be done to find those still missing, adding that heavy rain and flooding does not capture what happened. Authorities in North Rhine-Westphalia state said at least 30 people had died, while at least 28 deaths were reported in Rhineland-Palatine state to the south. The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. In one of the largest deployments of soldiers since the end of white minority rule, 25,000 South African troops began taking up positions Thursday to help quell week-long riots sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 117 people have been killed in the violence, authorities said. The government said 10,000 soldiers were on the streets by Thursday morning patrolling alongside police. And the South African National Defense Force had also called up all of its reserve force of 12,000 troops. In a show of strength, a convoy of more than a dozen armored personnel carriers brought soldiers into Gauteng Province, South Africa's most populous, which includes the largest city, Johannesburg, and the capital, Pretoria. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said Thursday he is asking China to be more transparent as scientists search for the origins of the coronavirus and acknowledged it was premature to rule out the pandemic might have been linked to a laboratory leak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said getting access to raw data had been a challenge for an international team that traveled to China earlier this year to investigate the source of COVID-19, where the first human cases were identified in Wuhan.
And we need information, direct information, on what the situation of these labs was before and at the start of the pandemic.
In recent months, the idea that the pandemic somehow started in a laboratory and perhaps involved an engineered virus has gained traction, especially with President Joe Biden ordering a review of U.S. intelligence to assess that possibility in May. European drug regulators are considering Moderna's application to authorize its coronavirus vaccine for children 12 and older, AP's Jennifer King reports.
In the European Union, Moderna's vaccine was given the green light for anyone 18 and over in January. But so far, Pfizer's vaccine is the only one approved for children 12 and up in Europe and North America. Now, Dr. Marco Cavalleri, a top official at the European Medicines Agency, says a decision on whether to recommend Moderna's vaccine for children is expected late next week. EU officials say they've delivered enough vaccines to immunize 70% of the adult population there, and many countries are looking to expand inoculations to children 12 and up. European officials say there's a possible link between the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to very rare cases of chest and heart inflammation, mostly in younger adult men, but that the benefits still outweigh the risks of COVID-19. I'm Jennifer King.
The United Nations Children's Emergency Fund said Thursday that Haiti, still reeling from the assassination of its president and the coronavirus pandemic, has received its first 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Haiti UNICEF representative Bruno Mais said that there is a ray of light over the country as it received the first vaccines since the pandemic began.
We are delighted in UNICEF that the first donation of 500,000,000 vaccine against COVID arrived in Port-au-Prince today.
UNICEF said COVID-19 deaths and infections almost doubled in the first 5 months of this year in Haiti, one of only 10 countries that have not launched a vaccination campaign. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.